This is the day that the Lord has made. Lord, direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Spirit of God fills the whole world. The processional hymn, 40 days and 40 nights, thou wast fasting in the wild.
Everybody to our service at the beginning of this penitential season of Lent. Today, by tradition, we focus on the work of one of our missionary societies, the Church Missionary Society in Ireland, and are delighted to have with us, to help us focus our thoughts, Mrs. Jenny Smith, who is the Mission Director of CMSI here in Northern Ireland. Lent is a time when Christian men, women, boys and girls try to think very seriously about what it means to be a follower of Jesus. And we are going to do that between now and Easter. We are going to start this morning, and a good way to do that is to acknowledge that we have not always lived up to the standards which Jesus set us. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commands. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Let us praise God for his goodness. Glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and shall be forever.
Amen. Almighty God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of the prophet Amos, chapter 5, beginning at verse 21. I despise your festivals, and I take no delight in your solemn assemblies. Even though you offer me your burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. And the offerings of well-being of your fatted animals, I will not look upon. Take away from me the noise of your songs. I will not listen to the melody of your harps. But let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. When he went out about 9 o'clock, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, "You also go into the vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went. When he went out again about noon and about 3 o'clock, he did the same. And about 5 o'clock, he went out and found others standing around, and he said to them, "Why are you standing here idle all day?" They said to him, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You also go into the vineyard." When evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his manager, "Call the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and then going to the first." When those hired about 5 o'clock came, each of them received the usual daily wage. Now when the first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received the usual daily wage. And when they received it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last the same as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or are you envious because I am generous?" So the last will be first, and the first will be last.
The hymn, "Father, Hear the Prayer We Offer."
Father, as we enter this season of Lent, help us to focus on you and discover more about your will for our lives. Amen. Well, good morning. It's really lovely to be with you again this morning. I think the last time I was here was BC, as we call it, before COVID, so it's a wee while ago now, and it's great to be with you today, and it's just a beautiful sunny morning to be here, so thank you. I think usually Roger Thompson, the partnership coordinator for CMS Ireland, has been with you for the last few years on your mission-focused Sunday, and he sends his greetings. He's out at another parish today, so he asked me if I would come here, so it's a great pleasure for me. I live in Moira, so it's not very far away. You can tell that I'm not originally from these parts, but I had the good fortune to marry a man from Northern Ireland. So he grew up in near Hannistown, near Stonyford. So that's his roots. And we sometimes go up there to the farm where he grew up. It's just a lovely part of the world, this. Now, CMS Ireland works across the whole island of Ireland. So I travel around quite a bit and just really love this land. Sometimes when we're talking about CMS Ireland, we use three words to describe it. The first word is connect, the next is equip, and the third is transform. So I wonder why we use that word connect. We see the main part of the job that we do as connecting people across the global church, so that we can encourage one another in God's mission in this world. Sometimes we think of the church as being the family of God in one particular place, like perhaps you do here, and you are the family of God here in Annahilt. But we're also just as much the family of God on a global scale. We're all part of God, of Christ's body on earth, with our brothers and sisters who live in all sorts of different places and cultures around the world, all seeking to serve God, all seeking to bring transformation in communities where we live. So CMS Ireland helps to equip the church as it does that, helps to equip the church as it reaches out in mission. And we do this through providing learning materials. That's one of the things we do. And I'm delighted that your children in this parish and in Mahara Hamlet as well will be using the children's resource, which we produce. It's 4 weeks' worth of learning materials for them. And it's a big thank you to your Sunday school teachers, the children's workers here, for leading the children through that. The children's resource is full of lots of activities. It's all based on various passages from the Bible. And this year, the theme is fair play. So we're looking at issues of justice. And that's why we had that reading from Amos this morning, and again, the reading from Matthew. Because I wonder if you picked up the common theme between those two readings, that idea of justice and God's justice as it works out in the world. And so the third word, we have connect, we have equip, and we have transform. We're looking to see that transformation within our own lives, within the lives of our church, but also in our communities, that we will be transformed into the way God wants us to live, in the way he wants us to work, transformed through his love and seeing hope and grace in the communities around us. This is quite challenging, isn't it? I wonder what it means for each of us within our own lives, within the lives of our families. What does this transformation look like? Especially when we think of those themes of justice. What does justice look like in our communities? What does justice look like across the world? We all know that the gap between rich and poor is ever increasing, and even that was accelerated, the change in that was accelerated through COVID. What does God expect us to do about that? How can we be part of God's transformational work? This year, we have chosen for our annual theme, Wading into Justice, looking at those issues of justice, and that's why the children's resource is called Fair Play. I wonder if any of you have ever seen your children or perhaps your grandchildren saying this. I don't know if you can read that very well from where you are. It's not fair. We often hear children saying that, don't we? It's not fair. And often it isn't fair. And I think sometimes in our own lives we feel, it's not fair. Why should this have happened to me? Why should this have happened within my community? It's a very complex issue, isn't it? We often question God about it. We can feel aggrieved when we feel that life isn't fair. But as Christians, we want to respond with God's character, with God's way of looking at things, and with the way that he wants us to live in ways that please him, to bring about that fairness and that justice that we seek for. The reading from Amos was very blunt, wasn't it? Amos was prophesying at a time when the people of Israel were not living as God had instructed them. They had turned away from him. They were worshipping idols. They'd become satisfied with their own prosperity. There was a lot of corruption in the society, and they were oppressing the poor. But somehow, amongst all of that, they still retained the trappings of religion. They still claimed to be God's people. They still went to worship. They still offered sacrifices. And Amos is calling out the dissonance between what they were doing and how they were living. And in verse 24, we read, "Let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream." God doesn't want a kind of fake religiosity. God wants a genuine faith, a faith that follows his ways. When we live in love, when we live at peace with our neighbors, and when we seek justice for those who are oppressed. The gospel reading also followed the same kind of theme with that parable of the vineyard workers. The farmer needed people to work in his vineyard. He offered to pay them one day's wages. So the people came along early in the morning and started working. And we know the story. He went back, he called more people to come along and work later in the day, and again later in the day. And again he went back to the marketplace to see if there was anybody else there who had no work. And he found some other people and asked, "Why are you idling about here?" And they said, "Because we've got no work, nobody has hired us." So he said, "Come along to my vineyard and work as well." And those workers only worked for 1 hour because it was near the end of the day. And so when the farmer called them to collect their wages, he gave them a day's wage. He gave a day's wage to each of the workers there that time, even to the ones who had worked the whole long day. And of course, the ones who had been there the whole day started grumbling because they saw that the people who'd only worked for an hour were paid a whole day's wage. So they must have been thinking, "Oh, happy days, we're going to get paid more because we've been here for 10 hours and they were only working for 1 hour. And it doesn't seem fair. When I read that parable, it doesn't seem fair to me. But listen to the farmer's answer in verse 13. "Listen, friend," the owner answered one of them, "I have not cheated you. After all, you agreed to do a day's work for 1 day's wage. Now take your pay and go home. I want to give this man who was hired last as much as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do as I wish with my own money? Or are you jealous because I am generous?" It's hard to argue with that, isn't it? Would the workers have been content if the later people had been paid only a small amount? Probably. But then how would those folk have managed to provide for their families? Surely all the families of all the workers had the same needs. Surely they all needed to eat that night. And this brings us to the point that God's view of justice is very often different from our own. Our idea of fairness is just a shadow sometimes of God's idea of true justice. when we think of justice as simply being treated the same as other people, or as being treated equally, we miss so much. We miss the depths of God's justice. We don't understand that God is a generous, loving God, and just, and our children, when they study in the children's resource, will be exploring these issues. They'll be looking at fairness, they'll be looking at equality, they'll be looking at justice. I'd really ask you to pray for the Sunday school teachers as they work with the children over the next 4 weeks. These concepts are difficult. They're not easy for us to grasp. Now, CMS Ireland introduced a new program about a year ago, and it's one example of practical justice. I'd like to thank your rector and all of you for supporting this new program of CMS Ireland's. We call it our Local Mission Partner Program. Local mission partners are individuals who have particular gifts as evangelists, as pastors, in Christian leadership, in teaching, in discipling. But these individuals are people who don't have any means of support, which isn't fair, and it isn't just. They're people who have these gifts that God has given them to grow his church, but they can't find the income to support their families as they do this. And so CMS Ireland has agreed to help these individuals with a small living wage so that they can be released into full-time Christian ministry to help build up the church where they live. At the moment, we've got 4 local mission partners. 2 of them are South Sudanese refugees who live in Uganda, and they're engaged in full-time Christian ministry. One of them is a bishop who lives in South Sudan, but he lives in an area which is very contested and is suffering from terrible civil war. He's called Bishop Hassan, and he's ministering in that situation where church leadership is really important, but he needs something to be able to feed his family as he does that work. And so we support him. And the 4th is a guy called Shaker Subedi, and he works and lives in Nepal. He's Nepalese, and he has a calling of God into full-time Christian ministry. And it's Shaker who you have given some funds to help support, and I would again like to really thank you for that. It's really important. So Shaker is able to be engaged in theological education of church leaders, but also he goes around rural parishes in Nepal helping to train up the church leaders who often don't have a lot of training themselves, and work to help envision those churches for outreach in their communities and discipling their people. Nepal's a complicated country to work in because you have to be very careful. You're allowed to practice your religion, but you're not allowed to share your religion with anybody else. So it can be dangerous and difficult work. Shaker was able to come to our Ignite conference in September last year, and we were really inspired by his understanding, by his spirituality. He's an amazing Bible teacher and a gifted evangelist. So I would encourage you to keep praying for Shaker as he goes about his work. And remember him and his wife. He's only married about 8 months ago, and he's not been very well in the last couple of months. So do pray that he'll get the right treatment and be returned to full strength again. Thank you. If you would like to read a little bit more about the ideas of justice that we've been exploring through CMS Ireland, there's some magazines by the door as you go out. Please help yourself to those. And there's also a prayer diary inside the magazine, and we would really value your prayers for the work of CMS Ireland. So let's finish with a prayer that we might be people who live out God's justice in our lives. Father God, we pray that through us, God can speak words of peace, love, and justice, that we will challenge violence and hatred and self-interest. We pray that we find courage and strength in the risen Christ to be faithful witnesses in the face of all the challenges and risks. Amen.
Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father? Do you believe in God the Son? Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit? This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The hymn, "Give me oil in my lamp, keep me burning." Temptations we face. So let us pray to him now. O God, as we begin this season of Lent, we ask you to remind us of what is important and what is not, of where we are wandering away and need to change, so that by Easter we will be renewed and strengthened for your service in the world. May the Church, bearing your image throughout the world, be changed from glory to glory towards the coming of your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we give you thanks and praise for the hope we have in Jesus, for the strength to resist temptation and the joy and relief of forgiveness which we feel. Breathe holiness and deepening faith. Breathe energy, inspired teaching and fervent praise. Unblock the channels and make us more receptive to your gentleness and power. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear Our Heavenly Father, you know us, your children, so well and so completely. Knowing your weakness in the face of temptation, we ask for your strength and protection so that, though we stumble, we shall not fall headlong. We ask you to help us to see clearly and equip us with all we need to choose what is right. Give grace to us, our families, friends and neighbors, to find you in the daily events of life. Be present with us when we are alone and when we are with others. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, our Governor, whose glory is in all the world, we commend your merciful care the people and government of Ukraine, Gaza, Israel, Yemen, Syria, Iran, Iraq, and Myanmar. Guided by your providence, may they dwell secure in your peace. We stand alongside all who are suffering, whether in body, mind, or spirit, and long for your healing and comfort, your strength for perseverance, and your patience in dark times. We pray for those known to us who are sick at home or in hospital. In all the changes and troubles of life, may we be assured of your everlasting protection. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have passed through the veil of death to behold your glory. Grant them peace and the perfection of the blessed. Creator God, Lord of life,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Saviour Christ has taught us, our Father,
who
art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The collection hymn, "Glory to God, the source of all our mission."
Thank you.
Let us pray.
Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant. Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor. Let us say together, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives as well as our worship be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Christ give you grace to grow in holiness, to deny yourselves and to take up your cross and follow him. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Immediately following this service, there will be light refreshments served in the parochial hall by the JAM leaders, the Jesus and Me group leaders, in support of the Church Missionary Society. I do encourage you to go across to enjoy the refreshments provided and continue the fellowship this morning in less formal surroundings. And items for the food bank may be left in the church or hall porch also following today's service. Tomorrow night, Monday, a meeting of the Select Vestry in the hall at 7:30. On Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock, the bowling club meets in the hall. And on Thursday evening, Bailey's Mills Accordion Band is hosting a concert entitled Bailey's Mills and Friends. That's in the Island Hall in Lisburn at 7:45. Demand for tickets has been high, and particular thanks to those from this church and parish who have already supported the event. Some tickets are still available, priced at £12.50, and if you are interested, please speak to Audrey Campbell or John Irwin following the service. Or tickets can be booked directly at the Island Hall box office. On Saturday, from 10 a.m., there will be a big breakfast in Legacurry Orange Hall, hosted by the Larchfield Community Association. All are welcome. Sunday next, the second Sunday in Lent, and Eve of St. Patrick's Day, Parish Communion, to celebrate the Church's patron saint. That will be at 10 o'clock on Sunday next. And St. Patrick's Day itself is on tomorrow, Monday week. There will be a Holy Communion service in Saul Church at 9:15, the prayer pilgrimage from Saul to Downpatrick at 10:15, and the festival service in Down Cathedral at 11:45. Full details are in the parish magazine. On Wednesday, the 19th of March, there will be the Wednesday Club at 11 o'clock in the hall. Trevor Hill will give a presentation on Hillsborough Fort Guard. On Thursday, the 20th of March, choir practices will resume for Holy Week and Easter. That will be at 8 o'clock on Thursday the 20th. The next family service will be on the last Sunday of this month. That will be Sunday the 30th of March, which is Mothering Sunday. Family service at 10 o'clock that day, also followed by light refreshments in the hall. and the annual Easter General Vestry meeting this year will take place on Monday, the 31st of March, also in the hall at 8 o'clock. The recessional hymn, Go at the Call of God. The power of God, hold and lead us.